you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, one of my favorite days of the week. It's October 22nd, 2019, and there's so much to share and talk about. I can't wait to introduce these two special guests. Thank you, God, for orchestrating it and bringing them in. But by way of review, if you were tuned in yesterday for Memorization Monday, let's review that great verse, because maybe we'll even touch on it, because both of these special guests, it's true for them, and I think they are aware of this verse, and it's a great one for all of us to hold on to this very day. It's Psalm 100, verse 5. Now, 2 weeks ago, we did Psalm 100, verse 4, but yesterday, Psalm 100, verse 5, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. Mm-hmm. His faithfulness continues through all generations." And what's nice about that verse is these two, even though it's not Memorization Monday Part 2, these two have generations of Christian followers that have left a legacy and continue and live on that legacy, beginning with the Curtis family, and we love Paul and then Joyce, who's with the Lord now, and then Debbie Graham. We talked about her a bit last week.
We sure did.
And her hubby, Randy, who I've known for a number of years. So the Graham family is continuing with the legacy that the Curtises put in place with Curtis Orchard. And if you were tuned in Wednesday when we did the Prime Life Times in Review, we talked all about the Flying Monkey Cafe and Curtis Orchard and Pumpkin Patch.
Well, I've been talking about it for days on end, so yes, it was Tuesday as well.
And if I'm going to be talking really fast, it's because, as Grandma would say, I needed a donut in each hand.
Oh, I can't believe
that. So I've already had two of the donuts. We have hot apple cider in front of us. We're sipping on that.
I'm sorry to say it.
You brought in some delicious treats. I almost can't wait for the program to be over so we can start snacking on
that.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Breaking all the rules.
That's right.
So in the studio with us, as we mentioned and prayed and hoped that it would work out, is Randy and Debbie Graham.
Oh,
I talked a little about them last week. When did we meet up? Was it an Urbana conference, Promise Keepers, community prayer breakfast? It seems like you and I have connected on some of those fronts for many years.
We have, actually. I think you and I met when you were a produce manager over at Jewel. We were a young orchard, and the crop came on exponentially in those first few years, to the point where we couldn't market at all because nobody even knew we existed out there in the country.
Wow.
So I started approaching grocery stores to market our apples, and you were one of my first customers.
Oh, great. Well,
wow.
I know we've been friends for a long time.
A long time.
I appreciated your witness and your testimony, and both you and Debbie. Even Holly worked for you guys for a season at Curtis Orchard and said, "Mark, they're the real deal. I love them." And we've been on a trip to Israel together, which was a lot of fun. And just the witness, I know we touched on it a bit last week, but I wanted to have you as a part of Testimony Tuesday because your testimony, your faith journey, even your marriage and how you've modeled love to the community at large has been a wonderful light for many of us to watch and see and observe. And for those listeners that stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes, we have two more gift coupons, $25 gift coupons to the Flying Monkey Cafe. And we'll give those out at the end of the program, so don't call yet. We'll let Marianne do a countdown, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
So when you hear her give the countdown, then you can call in. These are $25 gift cards to the Flying Monkey Cafe. They should be used in one transaction, so get your friends
hard.
Or family. You're going to want to fill up your plates with all that delicious, fresh food. But there's a great selection, and
maybe we'll touch
on that a little.
Let's do.
And if you missed last week's program on Wednesday, it is archived, and it's titled The Flying Monkey Cafe and Curtis Orchard. And, gosh, there's so much by way of introduction. We'll have them in just a second. But I have two things. I thought I was going to have this hot news story to share with you, but an old friend of mine from the Singles Day, Kevin McCandless, and I think he's going to tune in. He came in last Thursday, and we were talking, and he was in visiting And I said, you're still living in Alabama. And he goes, lower Alabama.
Oh, well.
On the Gulf Shores
or near
Fairhope.
That's pretty down there, by the way.
So I said, way down. And so we were just talking, and I said, hey, you're going to be in the Visit Curtis Orchard. I just kind of threw that out there. And he goes, absolutely. I'm going to get 5 gallons of their frozen apple cider. I said, really? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, when I bring it back to Alabama, all my friends want to come over. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to tell Randy and Debbie Graham this. And he goes, oh, yeah, at least 5 gallons. So
there are so many stories like that. Yeah. I know people that drive down to see their family and say, we have to go to Curtis Orchard now that we're here. You guys get that story a lot, I'm sure.
We do, and we're always touched by that. We're really blessed by that and humbled, you know, that people think that highly of our place. And I think hopefully the aura that is there at the place is, as well as the products, you know.
Yeah. Well, the product is key, but you're very hospitable. The staff is great, hardworking. In fact, when we had the call-in last week, I'm looking at some of the names. So people called in from Fisher, from Champaign, Donna Collins, a sweet senior saint, from Montezuma, Indiana, and Kathy Taylor from Williamsport, Indiana, Don Greason, he was from Champaign, Jan Kleiss from Champaign, and then Bernie Campos from Fisher, Illinois. But anyways, they were all winners last week. So we'll have 2 more $25 gift coupons to give away.
Stay tuned.
At the end of the program, and then again tonight when this re-airs. So I share that story of my friend Kevin McCandless, but you had a famous country star in there the other day, I guess.
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Tell that, David.
And then we'll get into some of the Testimony Tuesday, some of your faith journey story.
We did. Miranda Lambert was performing at State Farm Center on October 10th. And she came out to the orchard and and shopped and bought donuts for her staff, but was very much incognito.
That's fun.
Or so she thought. And one of our cashiers, when she was in line, said, you probably get this a lot, but you look a lot like Miranda Lambert.
Which is just
so
classic.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I get that a lot.
And what a great comeback answer.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then apparently her publicist or one of her entourage, who were kind of acting like they were separate, made an offhand comment about her wanting certain things for her dressing room. And that's when the cashier knew.
The green light went on.
Yeah, the green light went on. And then one of my other staff members told me later, she goes, those cashiers were stalking her all around the store. And I said,
funny.
You can't do that. That's illegal.
Oh, that's funny. They told you that. That's funny.
Yeah. And they got some pictures. And
they
so
did. And
fun.
she was very accommodating. In fact, once her cover was blown, she went down to the play area and took pictures with a lot of kids that were there for the day, having a good time. And so she just mingled with everyone and was very down to earth. And then actually mentioned her visit during her concert that night. That was,
and I guess the crowd like all cheered or something.
That's what we heard. Yeah, they all cheered.
Yeah, that's
so that was fun. I really enjoyed that.
Well, we read your story, and those that weren't tuned in last Wednesday, if you pick up the October edition of the Prime Life Times, there's a whole story that Marianne wrote about the Flying Monkey Cafe and some of your stories. So by way of maybe some of your testimony and faith journey, give us some background, Randy, some of your faith journey, and then how you met up with Debbie, and then how you ended up being, what do you consider, the general manager? What's your official title there at Curtis Orchard?
Well, I'm co-owner.
Co-owner.
And kind of
all-purpose.
All-purpose. Yeah. Go wherever you're needed.
Yeah, that's right.
Fix whatever's broken.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Put out the fires. And,
exactly.
Yeah. And work a lot of hours.
It is very intense, particularly in the fall. I actually met Debbie at church. I was playing trumpet in the band, and I knew her parents a little bit through Full Gospel Businessmen.
Okay.
I knew her dad a little bit.
That was some years ago.
Yeah, that was over 40 years ago now. Or right at 40. And I didn't know he had a daughter. She was in college and away at the time, so when she returned from college, I was up on the stage playing, and I looked out in the audience, and I saw Paul, and I saw this beautiful young lady sitting next to
him. Husbandry 101, that's very, we'll put a little mark down there. Beautiful.
I don't think it's Husbandry 101. It looks like the gospel truth.
Yeah.
And I said, I am going to meet her after this service. So after the service, I was very quick and stealthily made my way down the side aisle so I'd be at the exit as they were exiting.
Oh, wow. Well.
Hey, Paul, my good friend.
That's right. Who's this with you?
Wonderful.
At the time, I was a car salesman, and she needed a car. So what could I do but to try to help her find a car?
Aren't you nice?
Yes.
Very helpful.
Wow. So that was the beginning, and I was actually enrolled at ORU for the fall, so I would be leaving the community. And I thought, well, what better way to spend a summer than playing tennis and doing things with a beautiful young lady?
Sure, sure.
Well, over the course of the summer, I realized I had better not leave town if I want to.
Yeah.
So I canceled my plans to go to ORU.
Oh, wow.
And stayed in Champaign-Urbana, finished my degree here, and we were married on November 28th, 1981. So we're coming up on our 38th anniversary here in a little over a month.
Excellent.
And not to over-spiritualize, but at the time, were you following the Lord? Were you praying up, Lord, I would love to find someone?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And honestly, I thought, and this sounds maybe jaded, but as a U of I student, I felt like there just didn't seem to be anyone with that same spiritual mindset or spiritual journey or walk on campus. I'm sure there was.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's a very large place. But in general, the people I met were very secular and worldly. And so part of my goal of going to ORU was to be in a better mix, you know, because I felt like, you know, the Lord has someone there for me. Maybe I'm just in the wrong place myself. Mm-hmm. But he had a different plan and said, nope, you're in the right place.
Just, well, I think you hit the prize.
I know I did.
I know. I mean, this girl has the spirit all over her. She glows.
And
Debbie,
she
you
was
do.
A,
you just glow.
She was a relatively new believer when we met. And I was way farther down the road, like 3 years.
Oh, where are you now?
But we've all gone to church all our lives.
Right. Yeah. We've been churchgoers all our lives, but we hadn't been sold out believers, born again believers all of our lives. Mm-hmm. That came a little later to make that real personal commitment. I was raised in the church. She was raised in the church. But that doesn't make you a believer.
Yeah, who is it? They say the illustration is given, you know, you don't just become a believer because your parents are a believer any more than you become a hamburger if you go into McDonald's or if you stand in the garage, you become a car.
Well, the way I hear it is God doesn't have any grandkids. He's just got kids.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But the value was that the foundation was laid through all those formative years.
Right, right.
So when that decision time came, I was ready and I knew what I was believing in, because the foundation was laid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Debbie, so you see this trumpeter. You're playing the trumpet at the time,
right,
up on stage. Any initial chemistry or thinking, it's an okay guy. But there he's in line, and he's wanting to certainly help you find your new car. Were there any sparks initially? And then where were you at with the Lord? Because you had great parents modeling Christ to you, I'm sure, growing up.
I was at the time thinking, I really want to, now that I was through college, I really want to commit my life more to the Lord and what He wants me to do. And so I was thinking I wanted a strong Christian man, you know, in my life. And I remember seeing him get back there really fast. I thought, that's really unusual to be a greeter, too.
I mean, so I played the trumpet and run back to the back to greet people.
I thought, boy, this guy does everything here. So that's what I just remember the most.
That's great. That's funny.
Yeah. And then he called me up and said something about a car. And I was looking for a job, too. And
I had a lot of connections in the community as a car salesman.
Sure.
I had different leads for her to look for a job.
That's great.
Lots of reasons to call.
That's great.
I got my degree in graphic arts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I was looking for some kind of a graphic arts job. And, of course, they want experience.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's not always easy to find one. But I did find one eventually.
And then when was the decision for you both to work with Paul and Curtis Orchard? Marianne and I were talking about that, the undertaking. I think we briefly touched on, I can't remember if we were talking off air, but
both.
You have the planning and the purchasing and the bookkeeping.
And the whole and cafe then, is like a huge undertaking.
Yeah, running
a
restaurant and attending to all the employees. And then you have stocking and shipments. And I mean, it's endless. And
do you feel tired now?
It's a huge operation. So when did you see that as a fit and then both of you were going to be all in?
Well, you have to remember that none of those various facets were really part of it at the time.
Oh.
Back then, we're talking the summer of 1980. they didn't even have their first official building. They just really had an old outbuilding on the farm. They were originally going to sell the apples out of their garage, but decided, well, it'd be a little better if it was away from the house a few feet. Hmm. So they converted this old outbuilding into a small market, and that was the first year they had any apples.
Wow.
The way I got involved was in junior high, I made really good friends with a young man who wanted to be a farmer, and I became his hired hand, basically, because I didn't grow up on a farm. I didn't have any farm background except what I started to learn from him. So I walked beans. I helped him clean his cattle, get him ready for the shows, and bale hay and all this kind of stuff. So I thought, well, you know, I can do farm work. So Paul needed some extra help that summer, and I offered to sign on as a hired hand. And then I learned his story, that he was a full-time instructor at Parkland College and that he didn't have time to do everything. So I just started helping him to get his dream off the ground, basically. You know, I was there to help assist him in achieving his dream of starting this apple orchard, because he wanted people to know where their food comes from, how it's grown. And he built it as part of his conversion experience to Christ in his mid-30s. He started to reevaluate, why do I have this farm? It's too small to make a living off of. Should I keep it? Should I change it? And through that evaluation, he came up with the idea of starting this apple orchard. So I wanted to help him bring that to fruition. Notice the pun in there.
Fruition. Well done.
Wait. There we go. And at this time, you're married to Debbie?
No.
Oh, not even? Okay.
We were just seeing each other. Yeah. So I figured this was a temporary thing, you know, most likely. And then he still had to, basically, he was funding the operation and the building of it with his full-time job at Parkland. So it was very much a hand-to-mouth kind of a thing, and he needed help. And so I thought, okay, you know, I can help. And then we ended up getting married, and I was still...
You and Debbie, not you and Paul.
And I was still finishing my degree at the university, so I thought, well, okay, I will continue to work with him until I complete my university.
And I was teaching art.
Oh, where were you teaching it?
Rankin.
Okay.
It's closed now, unfortunately, but I was teaching full-time up there for 2 years.
I think so many of us feel like Curtis Orchard has just been there forever.
I know.
For such a long time. And I know when you take that little tractor ride, there's a narration of some of the history and the background, which is really great, but I forgot that. Gosh, this is relatively, I mean, 1980s is not that far removed from today.
So when did you kind of join back in the orchard? I mean, you were teaching in Rankin.
Correct. Yeah. And then after the second year, they cut it down to like a third, and eventually they closed the schools.
Uh-huh.
So I saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
So I got another job framing pictures.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it's kind of part of my skill to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've always liked the art end of it, so that's why I help decorate the cafe.
Yeah, I love that.
And then I've always worked at some kind of food industry. Like when I was at Eastern, I worked at the Raskeller that was a downstairs deli.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned about slicing meat and different things like that.
Oh, wow.
So I was always working at some food place, you know, along the way. And then I did have a dream when I think is junior high.
I know you told me about this. Yeah. I love this story.
That I woke up one day and I said, Dad, I had this dream that I have gingham red and white tablecloths on the tables in the barn and upstairs and downstairs, and we have this full restaurant there and I'm running it. And he's like, that's great, you know, that's great. So then I started the cafe, of course, like 16 years ago. And a few years after that, I didn't remember the dream. Wow. But my dad said, you know, the cafe that you dreamed about is not in the barn, but it's a few feet from the barn.
Yeah,
so
with
I thought,
red gingham table. I love that story. That's amazing. That is an amazing story.
It still amazes me.
It gives me chills.
And I think what's amazing is I didn't sit out there and say, I've got to have this.
You didn't.
It just... think God just let it be.
And the Flying Monkey Cafe, this is the first year you're going to be open into December.
Correct.
So, listener, whether it's a tasty lunch or the hours are basically what?
11 to 2 during the week.
Okay.
And on the weekends, we're 11 to 4.
11 to 4.
We will continue at 11 to 2 after November.
Sure.
All the way to December 23rd?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Correct.
That's great.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. And tasty, fresh foods and fresh fixins. And I think you have a really great chef that's really helping.
Yeah, like, Ted is doing a great job. Okay. He loves to do a little extra flair. Like, for instance, during the week, we'll do mushrooms and onions and bacon in the homestyle green beans. Or he's doing this fantastic blueberry applesauce that's just wonderful. And try it with cornbread on top. It's like a dessert in itself.
Oh,
and people
cornbread.
Can Facebook friend, is it Monkey Cafe, like at Facebook,
Flying Monkey Cafe. Correct.
And I've seen a lot of the posts, and you have couples that are sitting there eating or a whole family together, and it's really fun. And then all that, like the handmade biscuits or all the different foods. And do you still have I mentioned this last Wednesday, but I haven't been back over there. Do you still have the sweet pickles in that condiment?
Right.
Yeah, most are dill, and I was like, oh, these are sweet. These are good ones.
You ought to try. We have bread and butter, and we have sweet Flame pickles.
I eat those.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Those are the best, especially with, like, pork barbecue or on your hot dog. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and listener, are you hungry?
And
yeah, onion
then we have this grilled chicken sandwich on Saturday and Sunday that John grills for us. And you put sweet bourbon glaze with those pickles.
Oh.
I buy that sweet bourbon glaze from Curtis Orchard by the, like, five bottles at
we
a time.
We can't keep it in stock.
I know. I've come and it's gone. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're ordering more.
We have that on our condiment table plus tons of stuff.
Now, with this being a morning program, they have time to rush there for lunch today or this weekend. What's the best way? Last week, we were kind of like, well, they could go 57 Curtis Road exit and then just get on Duncan.
You go Interstate 57 to Curtis Road, take Curtis Road east to Duncan, take a right, you go south a half mile.
Okay, okay.
So you can see it practically from the interchange, though.
Okay, or otherwise, you know, if they're coming from Urbana or parts of Champaign, head west, get to Duncan, and then basically head south.
Right.
And it's between Champaign and, you would say, Savoy, the airport.
Yeah, we're just about a half mile north of the airport's north boundary, actually.
Okay.
Not very far.
Okay, I'm going to put out a free recipe for everybody. Salmon, wild salmon with Curtis Orchard sweet bourbon glaze poured over it. You've never tasted anything like it.
To kill for in a Christian way. Hey, it's time, Marianne.
Okay, it's my turn. Giveaway, $25 to Curtis Orchard Flying Monkey Cafe. Call in. Go.
Right now, the first two callers during the morning program and when this re-airs in the evening tonight at the same time during the program.
Give them the number, Mark.
You'll win a $25 Flying Monkey Cafe coupon. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Randy and Debbie Graham with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.